This is Barking Justice Radio. We built a radio station around a simple idea. Music can carry civic memory in ways argument alone cannot. Here, original stories of people who carry the consequences of power. Protest music is the sound, belonging is the product. Democratic agency is the goal. This is a short introduction to what that sounds like.
Somebody's mother, half a century on, still counting too many tears at night. Somebody's brother, half a century on, still standing too far from his rights. We march for peace, we dreamed of change, but the headlines now feel just the same. We cried in 71, and we're still crying now. Watching them bend the books instead of the guns. Somebody's sister was jailed for her voice. Somebody's mother, her sons, they preach about law but protect the lies. Say don't resist while we watch them die.
Welcome to the Civil Rights Memory Hour. This is not nostalgia. This is not a museum room. This is not the safe version of history, where courage is honored only after the danger has passed. This is memory with a pulse, memory with a witness. Memory with names, songs, marches, blood, prayer, grief, discipline, fire. For the next hour, we return to the music that carried a people through fear, through jail cells, through bombed churches, through night rides, through courtrooms, through voting lines, through streets where freedom was demanded, one step at a time.
We kick off this segment inside the Civil Rights Memory Hour, and this next anthem stands in the shadow of one of the most sacred moments in American memory. A man stood before the nation and said he had a dream, but the dream was never meant to be framed, quoted, and forgotten. It was not decoration. It was demand. It was a moral summons laid at the feet of a country that had praised freedom while denying it to millions of its own people. This anthem is called The Dream Still Marches. It remembers Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., not as a statue, not as a holiday, not as a safe sentence people repeat once a year. It remembers him as a witness, as a preacher, as a strategist, as a man who understood that love without justice becomes silence, and peace without equality becomes surrender. The moral lesson is clear. A dream is not something we admire. A dream is something we answer. And if the dream still lives, then it must move through us, through how we vote, how we speak, how we defend the vulnerable, how we protect the truth, how we refuse to let hate rename itself as order. This song carries history forward into today. Because the question is not only what did Dr. King dream? The question is, what are we willing to become so that the dream does not die? Here it comes. The Dream Still Marches by Barking Justice Music.
I have a dream. He stood where the stone looked over the nation. with the weight of the centuries held in his chest. He spoke for the children, denied their tomorrow, for the weary who carried the country's unrest. He spoke for the hands that had built every courthouse, for the backs bent low under cotton and chain. He lifted a vision above all the hatred and called us to rise from the valley of pain. The dream still marches, it walks through the flame.
Do the policies written in Washington put your interest first? Policy Becomes Harm is the Barking Justice radio program that follows public policy from the promise to the damage. Because when leaders ignore the warnings, the cost is real. We pay in money, time, rights. And sometimes people pay with their lives. Policy Becomes Harm asks who made the decision, who benefits, and who is forced to carry the consequences. Hear it only on Barking Justice Radio. For program details and broadcast times, visit bjr.fm. Before Stonewall became a monument, people were beaten for refusing to hide. Before Joe Hill became a legend, he faced a firing squad for giving workers a voice. Before Woodstock became nostalgia, Altamont showed how quickly hope could turn to grief. Barking Justice time capsules return to the moments that changed who we are. Through narrative, memory, and original music, we ask, what happened? What did it cost? What survived? And how does that history still shape the choices before us? Listen closely. The past is not finished. It is still speaking. Barking Justice Time Capsules. Only on Barking Justice Radio.
Nearly a century ago, filmmakers began imagining the world that might come after them. They weren't looking into a crystal ball. They were looking around. At machines transforming work. At enormous fortunes rising beside desperate poverty. At governments learning to use propaganda on a mass scale. At new technologies capable of reaching millions of people at once. At political movements discovering the power of fear, repetition, and belonging. And they asked a question artists have always asked, where could this lead? In this time capsule, we return to two of those visions. Fritz Lang's Metropolis, released in 1927, and George Orwell's 1984, brought to the screen in 1956. They imagined different futures. One asked what might happen when technology and wealth separated those who controlled society from those whose labor sustained it. The other asked what might happen when political power reached beyond controlling what people did and began controlling what they were permitted to know. Nearly a century after Metropolis, and more than 75 years after 1984, we can look backward from inside the future they imagined. And from here, we can see the possibility that their two visions might meet, the machine and the memory, the power to shape how people live, and the power to shape what people believe is true. Our machines no longer need gears. Algorithms organize attention, measure workers, recommend what we watch, and help determine which people and stories become visible. Artificial intelligence can reproduce a face, a voice, even the appearance of human conviction. These technologies can do extraordinary good. But Lang's question remains, who controls the machine? Who benefits? Who pays? Who is allowed to challenge its decisions? And who disappears when efficiency matters more than human consequence?
The camera caught the fire. It caught the running feet, the broken glass, the hand against the pavement. But the camera arrived after the decision. They showed you the smoke rolling over the street. They showed you the sirens, the shields and the heat. They showed you a mother with fear in her face. They never showed the order that put fear in that place. They showed you the window the moment it broke. They showed you the anger, then blamed those who spoke. But somewhere in an office where the cameras never came, somebody signed the paper and never signed their name. There was a warning in the record. There was a number in the plan. There was a closed door conversation. There was money changing hands. They show you the fire, not who struck the match. They show you the breaking, not the weight upon the back. They show you the moment when the whole thing falls apart. But the truth was set in motion long before the cameras start. They show you the damage. They show you the pain. But the hands that built the pressure stay outside the frame. They showed you the border through a rifle and a wall. Not the farms that need the labor, not the families when they fall. They showed you the courtroom when the sentence came down. Not the map drawn in secret to divide another town. They showed you the children when the hunger reached their eyes. Not the vote that cut the food away beneath a flag and tie. They showed you the flood water rising through the door, not the budget stripped for years before the rain began to pour.
Barking Justice Radio begins with music, but it is built for something larger. We use original protest music, journalism, history, and human stories to help people recognize what power does. Remember what came before and understand what still belongs to them. Because citizenship is more than knowing what happened. It is knowing that you still have a place in what happens next. Protest music is the sound. Belonging is the product. Democratic agency is the goal. Barking Justice Radio, the protest music station for an unfinished republic. Listen anytime at bjr.fm.